Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Experience Kills. I'm your host Ben, and with me today is Richard.
As always, never not here, am I?
Today we're talking about Frostpunk Console Edition on the Xbox One. Other than having one of the coolest names for a video game in quite a while, let's be honest, Frostpunk, that's badass, guys. Considering how much generic crap we have to deal with. These guys, famously, 11-Bit Studios, made This War of Mine previously. Richard, are you familiar with This War of Mine?
Only from you telling me that you liked it. I never played it.
You never played it?
No, I think I've got it twice. Because it's been on... I'm sure it's been on Games with Gold. I think I might have it on PlayStation. From PlayStation Plus. So I've got no excuse, frankly.
No, you don't. And frankly, it's one of those important video games of the last sort of 5-6 years, which I really recommend everybody checks out. Because This War of Mine was this very personal tale of basically the siege of Sarajevo, though I believe the setting of the game is in a fictionalized sort of Eastern European style state. It's basically this autobiographical tale almost of the hardships of war from the perspective of those caught up in it. Not those fighting, not the soldiers, not the decision makers, but the poor civilians dealing with a city under siege. And it's really heartbreaking. You have to make a lot of really hard decisions. It's bleak, it's oppressive, and it's just, yeah, a really interesting video game that is, like I said, an important one, because you don't get a lot of games that really delve into that sort of subject matter. So while Frostpunk has a very different setting, a post-apocalypse in which sort of global warming has frozen the planet solid in a sort of steampunk Victorian setting, in which you're the last few survivors trying to set up this last bastion of humanity, this final city on Earth, to try and eke out an existence, you know, while the inevitable freezing death encroaches around you. That setting is different. It does, however, have themes that are very similar to This War of Mine. Themes of making very tough decisions, of sacrifice, of, you know, your finite resources will not be enough to save everyone, so who are you going to let die? And that's kind of at the core of Frostpunk. Beyond the fact that, you know, it's just a really inventive city builder, which is kind of around this hub and spoke system, which I haven't really ever seen that kind of design for a city builder before. And like I said, the setting is quite unique. The harshness of it, the bleakness of it, it looks incredible. And, you know, we're looking at the console edition right now. And I'm not going to go into really any more detail about the game. The game has been out for quite some time now on PC. And it's still that game, it's still that experience. I believe the console edition has all the extra scenarios that were added in after the fact on PC. But most importantly, I want to tell you that this port is a very, very good one. A lot of thought has gone into making the controls accessible and usable on a controller, and it works great. It uses what we see quite often on these types of games port, which is a radial menu system, but it does it in a very snappy, intuitive, quick to respond way. The game has clearly been tweaked and optimized for consoles, which is not something we always see in ports that are sometimes a bit rough and ready. This one has had a lot of time and effort put into it, and everything runs great, looks great, and it's still that incredible experience, which also brings in, on top of the sort of survival mechanics, the city building mechanics, a really strong, interesting narrative. Again, not something you see very often in a city builder. So with that said, Richard, I'm going to kind of throw this over to you, as you're not super familiar with This War of Mine or with Frostpunk. Do you have any questions, any thoughts, anything you'd like to know about this experience on console?
Well, I guess I'd like to know more about how it engages on the narrative side, having some experience of this sort of game, but only through, I guess, probably not the best proponents of the genre, so stuff like Halo Wars, things that are, I suppose, have got a story attached, but they're a bit more flimsy.
Okay, so Halo Wars is a console-ified RTS. A city builder is a bit different. So a city builder is more like City Skylines or Planet Base or Avon Colony or things like that, where it's much more about, usually about, the economical management of a civilization, of a city. You know, it's not so much about fighting.
It's not about combat so much, right?
No, there's no real combat in Frostpunk at all. It's not about combat at all. It's about survival. But you asked me, how does it engage with the story? How does it engage with the narrative? And what happens in this is that you know, you'll make decisions, you'll be plodding along, maybe passing a few laws here or there, and then there'll be like a notification that pops up on the map where a person is, wants to speak to you. And this might be another decision point where they kind of, they'll give you some text and you'll read it and you'll be like, ah, you know, this is what's happening with the people who've lost limbs to frostbite. You know, do you want to amputate them and give them prosthetics, or do you not believe that's correct and that they should just sort of be able to live out the remaining days in sort of palliative care, which of course is going to be resource intensive on you, and this will have an effect on your hope and your despair meters that are in the game, which are big parts of whether or not you will succeed or fail in Frostpunk. So a big thing you have to manage, as well as the resources, but it'll be given to you in so the character and the story is conveyed through these quite very well written pieces of text, but also a brilliant art style, these amazing painterly 2D images that really convey this sort of the suffering of the people involved. And it's something that they did in This War of Mine as well, which is obviously a decision based on limited resources as they are a small studio. But the art is so well done that it really is evocative and emotional, connects you to what could be a very abstract, pulled back sort of gaming experience, which is a city builder, but it really pulls you in to the plight of the individuals in your city. Now, because this is not a huge, massive megalopolis city builder, this is a much more small scale survival thing, you only have, you know, up to the hundreds of people, and therefore you can kind of create a bit more of a personal connection with them. And that's really, I think, a fascinating way of handling it. You know, the scale is smaller, and therefore it pulls you into the experience.
Oh, that's interesting. So I hadn't really appreciated the difference. I don't think I've played a city builder as such. All those games you mentioned, not touched one of them. But actually,
you never played SimCity?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. SimCity's a city builder. Like the classic, the original.
I guess, but you know, if this has more of a personal touch, SimCity certainly didn't. That was more like a zoning job simulator, wasn't it?
Yeah, in many ways, yeah.
So,
but this is much more about, because it's more of a, it's also a survival game as well as a city builder. So that means, you know, you are managing things like the resources you're managing are food, coal, wood, but also, like I mentioned, hope and despair. So it's kind of, you know, you need to not just manage the basic, you know, resources of staying alive, but you also need to manage the psyches and the mental well-being of the people there. Because if they give up mentally, that's it, you're done. That you can't motivate them anymore, because these are people who are at the end of the world. They've seen society collapse around them, and you are the last hope they have. So if you start to let them down, they're going to crumble and collapse and just be useless, and end up, what they end up doing when you, the fail state in this game isn't, you know, the city necessarily like exploding, though that can happen, or something bad can happen in a dramatic way, but usually what happens is they boot you out and they exile you, your physical character, as it were, in the game, and they exile you from the city to die slowly in the wilderness. Well, if you fail them,
well, that's cold, excuse the pun.
Yeah, it is, mate. Definitely cold, yes. But this is a challenging game, so you can play it in a, like I mentioned, there's various scenarios that have been added in which unlock after you hit 20 days in the main scenario campaign. But in addition to that, there's an endless mode which you can play in purely survival, which is harder, or you can play in like just a free play mode where it's easier. You can customize all the factions and the factors, and like, you know, you can just build the city as big as you can to experiment and just to have fun. So there's lots of ways of playing the game, and that, so there are more accessible, easier ways of doing it, but at its core, the main game, this survival mode, it's hard. This is one of the hardest city builders I've played, and I've played a lot of these games, and I'm used to the idea of resource management and the such, but this will challenge even, you know, the most experienced city builder.
I reckon I could get into that, you know. I could get into that.
I think you could.
We're called experience kills for a reason. It's because we're old sods that are more focused or have more experience in really old games. So I'm going to throw out a name that no one will remember. But this reminds me of an old game called Millennium 2.2, which was, I suppose, a city builder. Going back to before the genre existed, I guess, because I'm thinking early 90s, I think, maybe 80s. And it was similar sort of concept. You'd have a small amount of people in a colony in really hostile circumstances. This was a moon base rather than a frost-ridden wasteland on Earth. And that evoked similar feelings in me, although you didn't get much face time with actual people in the game. There was always that sense that they were around and you were responsible for them. and having to manage resources to keep them alive was a very big difference to managing resources, because that's how you get to the next level, or that's how you become a better city manager or something like that. It's that additional personal responsibility that gives it that edge, I found in that game. And hopefully this one, it sounds like it's got a similar vibe.
Yeah, I think you'd really like this. I think the combination of the unique setting, it's a bit sci-fi, it's a bit post-apocalyptic, it's a bit steampunk, obviously, as well, with the Victorian sort of era in which the world's collapsed in, combined with the almost lighter city building mechanics. It's not super complex, you know, you don't have millions and millions of different buildings to manage and stuff like that. There's this interesting, at the core of your city is the engine, and the engine is what heats the city, and you have to manage that, and you have to keep that fueled, and you have to, you know, expand it so that the heat will keep going out to the subsequent radials around your city expands. And that's a whole interesting element that all ties into the survival stuff. And like I said, the city never becomes thousands and thousands of people, it's usually just hundreds, and at the most, you know, in the early game you're going to be dealing with dozens, and therefore you have a real connection to them, and you know, you're passing all these kinds of really difficult laws, which are usually, there's two decisions to make at every one of these points. And it's like, for one great example is, do I make it so that kids can be used as labor, or do I keep them protected? And like, then maybe there's another way of using the resource of the young people in a less sort of awful way than putting them in the workhouses. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but there's very few obviously good ways of doing things. It's always sort of these grey areas that you have to choose from and try and decide what's maybe more palatable to you as the leader here, or, you know, are you just gonna just grind everyone into dirt for the sake of survival? So yeah, it's got lots of really interesting decisions. Like I said, you know, thematically similar to This War of Mine, setting wise completely different, but you can see 11-bit studios have this connective tissue with some of their games, which I find fascinating, that, you know, there's social responsibility, individual responsibilities, moralistic choices, ethical decisions. You know, there's lots of kind of interesting things going on here in Frostpunk. Brilliant that it's come to console, because games like this predominantly never leave PC, so I'm very happy to see it show up on console, and I think that therefore a much wider group of people are going to get to try out a very different experience. And Richard, you really should give it a go. Yeah,
it does sound interesting. So does it have like an end to it, or is it just like this perpetual survival game where...
Yeah, the scenarios, they do sort of have a storyline, yeah, but you can generally decide if you want to just continue, you can, but the narratives do have a thrust to them, yeah, and an end to them that do wrap up, yeah. But you can play it as just an open-ended city build. Like I said, there is just the pure survival mode and the pure like creative mode where you can just go in and either see how long you can survive for, or just go in and, you know, make it as big and as glorious as you can. Set everything to easy, give yourself loads of resources, you know, very little challenge when it comes to the survival element, and then just build, which is fun as well. That is absolutely fun in its own way, definitely.
No, sounds very good. I maybe add that to my growing list again.
You said you had some credit you wanted to spend, so, you know, there you go.
I have got some credit, so yeah, maybe.
So that's been another episode of Experience Kills. We were looking at Frostpunk there by 11-bit Studios, now out on console, and giving it a really strong recommendation, I think, for myself. So if you're interested in that, I would say definitely check it out. But we have been, like I said, Experience Kills. I've been your host, Ben. You can find me on Twitter at DIYE. You can find Richard at Colonel Red, or you can find Experience Kills at, strangely enough, Experience Kills. If you've been listening to the audio version of this, please head over to YouTube and give us a like and subscribe, and vice versa. If you've been watching us on YouTube, please obviously subscribe to the channel, and while you're there, why not send us a tweet or something as well, or a comment. We love the comments. Bring the comments on, yeah. So I would say, Richard, as winter is coming, wrap up warm, and we'll be back soon.
Stay safe.
Bye.
Bye.